This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night.
Oh, the video. If they had a been like me.
It's like that, and that's the way it is.
It certainly is. A huge welcome. Hello, one and all. And this is Tuesday, the 15th of September. It's me, Ben Simmons, back on the airwaves. It's the show that goes like this. And as ever, right at the start of the show, just after the news, hugely excited to be joined by our ever-loyal Winnie. Hello, Winnie.
Oh, Mr. Simmons, how are you today?
Very good. You're rubbing your hands together there,
no,
Winnie.
Mr. Simmons, I'm not. I'm putting some of that hand sanitizer gel.
Oh, that's very responsible. I thought you were just pleased to see me. You were ringing
No. I tried one the other day. It was a bit very lubey. I was rubbing my hands for 3 hours. Couldn't get it off. People thought I'd won the lottery, Mr. Simmons.
Imagine,
they did.
Yes, what a lovely time for all. Now,
well, I didn't win it, though. I was just had Luby hands.
You should have been called Luby Lou, wasn't it?
No, I was singing that, though, while I was doing it. Oh, here we go, Luby Lou.
That's marvellous. Now, Winnie, I don't know if you know, there's a lot of strange holidays today.
There's a lot of strange people about as well, Mr.
Yes.
Simmons.
Oh, yes. Yes, I agree. But it's get ready day today. I see you've got ready.
Well yes, because I walked down the street naked once and I scared next door's cat, so...
Yes. Oh, dear, yes.
Yes.
You don't want that to...
No.
You don't want that to have its claws out.
No. My Willy did the ironing naked once.
Really?
Oh, yes. What a palaver that was. The phone rang and he picked up the iron and said hello, burnt his ear off, he did. Could that, never wear sunglasses properly again.
I'm glad that was the story that came out of that incident. So
well, we're on the radio. I can't say anything rude,
Of course
about
not.
About my Willy.
No, you wouldn't. No. You wouldn't do that. But even though you're just the station cleaning representative, you know, we all think well of you here, but obviously you have an understanding of media law as well.
Oh, yes. Great. Oh, I made that mistake once, Mr. Simmons. Never again.
You don't want to fall foul of Ofcom, do you?
No, don't want to fall foul of Ofcom, no.
That's fabulous. Did you know it's International Dot Day today?
No, I didn't.
Do you like dots?
I do, yes. I love dots. Oh, yes, special miskirt. Do like a polka dot.
Yes.
Oh,
nice.
Yes.
Oh, yes, lovely.
Do you know why they're called polka dots, Mr. Simmons?
I don't, Winnie.
Neither do I. I thought you were clever.
I've let myself down.
You've let the side down, Mr. Simmons.
Really? Sorry. I know what you're like. I bet you're up for this. What about...
Oh, always, Mr. Simmons. Are you putting your show on automatic again? Shall we go?
What about a nice bit of cheese on toast?
Oh, love a cheese on toast.
Yes.
I like a rare bit.
Do you?
Rare bit. Oh.
It's
not a rabbit, it's a rare bit. I made that mistake before.
Yes, lots of people
Tastes completely different, Mr. Simmons. One's cheesy, the other's a bit gamey.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it is International Cheese on Toast Day today.
So. Oh, I did miss you last week.
Yes, I'm sorry.
I had to sit in your chair just to imagine you were here.
Thanks to the wonders of the internet, I was still able to.
Oh, what a great show with the countdown. But I love your countdowns. They're so average, yes.
I like to think they're slightly above average.
Oh, yes. Come on, hurry up. I've got things to do, Mr. Simmons.
Well, I'm going to wait. Well, because of all these holidays, the tunes I picked are just tunes I like, and I hope all the listeners will like as well.
And they'll help you breathe more easily.
Yes. Now, don't take this the wrong way, Winnie, but the show we're going to open music.
For you, never. Oh, anyway, it's fun.
We're going to open with Aha and take on...
Aha!
I thought you'd be pleased.
Bye!
Bye, Winnie.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Classic track there. A-ha's Take On Me to get us going on the show that goes like this on this fabulous 15th of September. Been a bit of an Indian summer coming our way over the last few days, hasn't there? It's been lovely weather. Getting considerably warmer once again, just when you thought it was all over. It was time to start thinking about putting the heating on, getting those pullovers out. Oh no, back with a bang comes the sun and the lovely weather. And it's marvellous here back in Studio One, our newly refurbished, fabulous Studio One here at Phoenix FM. I've got a better view of the surrounding areas outside the studio. Studio Two had an obscured window view. Studio One is all completely marvellous. So I can see it's still bright, it's still balmy out there this evening here in Brentwood at the very least. Hope it's okay for you wherever you are. And excitingly, I am just about to share on my Facebook page, remember, lovely leg-end listeners, you can join me interactively during this show on the Ben Simmons Radio Facebook link and on my personal Ben Simmons profile as well. And I will share while the next track is on onto my Ben Simmons Radio page our brand new webcam link, so you can see everything that is going on in the studio, which is marvellous and exciting, provided by Mixcloud Live. So if you see on my Facebook profile, there will be a link you can click. And there is a chat facility on the webcam page as well. So that's marvellous. If you want to drop me a line, you can chat to me on there, which is extremely wonderful. We've even got WhatsApp available now. I'm going to tell you about that later on because there's just so much going on now with all our new technology in the studio. It's brilliant. We can do VoIP calls. We can do Zoom calls. We can WhatsApp. We can have a webcam. We can chat via the webcam on the Mixcloud beta page. It's all incredible. Anyway, keep it here, 98.0 Phoenix FM if you're in the area, and phoenixfm.com if you're not. Find the Listen Live link and you can tune in from anywhere in the whole world. Yes, absolutely, it's true. Right, we're going to keep the tracks coming. Now remember, there's too many themes today to link the tracks to them. It's ridiculous. Get Ready Day, Greenpeace Day, International Dot Day, Make a Hat Day, Cheese on Toast Day, International Day of Democracy. It's even National Linguini Day. Just in case it passed to you by, I thought I'd mention that as well. I'm not even sorry. Here's ABBA. Let's take a chance on them.
If you change your mind, take a chance on the 13 lines. Take a chance, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go, when you're feeling down. If you're all alone. Don't worry, I ain't gonna let you.
Phoenix FM.
Bit of classic ABBA there then, as we've gone past 6:15 on the 15th of September on the show that goes like this. Take a Chance on Me, always enjoyable. Now, because there are so many wacky themes tonight, and none of the tracks you're going to hear throughout the show that goes like this are actually linked to them, they're all kind of just feel-good tracks. I've done quite a extensive job, I think, to try and find a variety of tracks from different times, different genres, just to keep you entertained until 8 o'clock tonight. This little segment is from 6 till 8, the show that goes like this every Tuesday evening. And it's great to have you along. And remember, we love it when you get interactive here as well. And it's nice to know that one Mr. Eddie Bushell up in Norfolk is watching now on the webcam. Eddie, you'll be pleased to know, sir, you're the first person to message me in our new chat room feature on our Mixcloud Live link, where you can see everything that's going on in the studio on our webcam. So this thumbs up that may be slightly delayed is for you, Eddie. So thank you very much. I think there might be a little bit of a delay on the picture making its way through. But yes, aha, says Eddie Bushell, fellow huge Alan Partridge fan. So well done to you, sir. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a regular supporter of this show. Hugely appreciated. Absolutely marvellous. Anyway, as I was saying, yes, feel-good tracks, not constrained by decades, genre, particular times or anything like that on this programme. I can play absolutely anything and we can go off at tangents and go absolutely anywhere and see what the heck happens. You can get in touch with me now in the chat room on our Mixcloud link, which is available on my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page. The link is up there, and my personal Ben Simmons page as well. And yeah, you can just chat to me on there, or you can drop me a line on Facebook, and we will have something going on Twitter as well. So yeah, we're all across the socials here on the show that goes like this. Hope your Tuesday's brilliant. It's getting very close to 6:20 now. Can't believe we're nearly 20 minutes into the show. We're a sixth of the way through the show virtually. How on earth has that happened? Here's another track, takes me back to the 90s. Made me feel good then, makes me feel good now. If you go outside, you might see a sign. Ace of Base know exactly what that's like.
We'll be right back.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is Ben Simmons on the show that goes like this, having a great time this evening. Hope you are wherever you are in the world. Presumably many of you are in Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas with your FM radios or DAB radios on. And many of you are elsewhere in the country, out of the range of that transmitter, but using all the other ways you can listen to this station on our app that's available on iOS, possibly on your computers, on your mobiles, or you can say to your smart speakers to play Phoenix FM. So many ways you can be here, so many ways. We're delighted that you are. I'm going to keep the great music coming up until 8 o'clock tonight when I leave you. Rob Harvey will be in with Synth City after that, and then Ian Lee will be back with Hey Hey, It's the 60s from 10 until midnight. So loads going on a Tuesday night here on Phoenix FM. And yes, it is time to talk about tonight's hotly contested poll. Now, for the foreseeable future, so we're covering all bases social media-wise, this poll is going to be running on Twitter. So if you want to vote on this poll, you have to have a Twitter account. Previously, everything on the show that goes like this has mainly been happening on Facebook. I'm trying to embrace a wider audience and get it onto Twitter as well. And thanks to those of you that have followed me there, at Ben Sim Radio is my Twitter profile. So please check that out. On to today's hotly contested poll. Now, I haven't mentioned this yet. I've been holding it back for a little bit of excitement on the 15th of September, as well as all the other crazy days like Get Ready Day, Greenpeace Day, International Dot Day, Make a Hat Day, Cheese on Toast Day, International Day of Democracy, and National Linguini Day. Get this, the 15th of September is Google.com Day. Now, it's not Google's official birthday, but apparently the 15th of September is the date that originally Google.com was registered as a domain name and became a website. Apparently, but I think it was back in 97, was it, or something like that? Google.com. Anyway, yes, who would have known the behemoth it would have gone on to become? And it's taken over everyone's lives. And what I'm asking tonight is, yes, you think of looking for something online and you think to yourself, I'll Google it. Is that right, though? Is that just assuming Google have a monopoly on everything? Should we consider other search engines like Bing, for instance, which is Microsoft's, isn't it? And some of the other ones that I know really well. So on this hotly contested poll running on Twitter, check it out at Bensim Radio if you want to vote. I'm asking this, Google, should we consider other search engines? And the options you have are, yes, diversity is cool, or no, Google rules all. So, yes, diversity is cool. No, Google rules all. Those are your options. You can just do a single click vote on the Ben Simmons Radio profile, Ben, and at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, and cast your vote there. Very, very easy to do. Just get yourself onto Twitter and do it. And get interactive here on the show that goes like this. That is what we love. And yes, if you're just joining us, thanks to the wonders of our brand new technologically advanced Studio One here at the Brentwood Centre at Phoenix FM, we do have the webcam facility is back. Yes, no more issues with Facebook Live videos or Twitter Live or YouTube Live or anything like that. We're using Mixcloud Live, and the streaming link is on my Facebook profile, Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, and my Ben Simmons personal page as well. Click that link and you can actually see me in the studio, see what's going on, see what I've chosen to wear this evening. No trouser gate tonight, I can promise you that. Right. Let's keep the music coming. Hope you're enjoying it all so far. Here's a track I hadn't heard for ages. Heard it the other day, made me feel good. Let's all enjoy it right now. It's Zed featuring Hayley Williams and Stay the Night.
I know that we are upside down, so hold your tongue and hear me out. I know that we were made to break, so what? I don't mind. You cue the lights, I'll draw the blinds. Don't dull the sparkle in your eyes. I know that we were made to break, so what? I don't mind. Stay the night. Are you gonna stay the night?
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Certainly is. This is the show that goes like this. It's still Ben. Yes, that was Zed featuring Hayley Williams and Stay the Night. Hadn't heard that for quite a while, and I do enjoy the melodies in that track. Hope you did as well. Now, I always have a Legend of the Week award every single week that the show that goes like this goes out on the air. And it will happen again tonight. I'm not going to share with you the criteria until a little bit later on in the show. Remember, we have got the hotly contested poll running already, only available on Twitter, at Bensim Radio on Twitter. You're going to have to look there to vote on the poll. Simply asking Google, should we consider other search engines? Yes, diversity is cool, or no, Google rules all. And, well, in the early running of voting, all I'm going to say is it's going to be pretty close before I go off the air. So feel free to add your vote to the votes that have already been cast on that poll. At Bensim Radio on Twitter. Not available on Facebook. You must get yourself onto Twitter to vote interactively on that poll. But please do so. And if you're just joining us late to the programme tonight, I'm not going to keep mentioning it too much, but I am excited. It's my first time in the newly refurbished studio, and therefore we do have a webcam available that is broadcasting a live feed out there to the masses. So, yes, you can find the link to our webcam on my Facebook profile, Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page, and my personal Ben Simmons page as well. Just click that link and you'll see me in the studio. See me scratching my nose as I just did and waving to people like this. I think there's a 10 or 15 second delay or something like that. So feel free to join in with all the fun and literally see as well as hear what's going on Phoenix FM. Hugely exciting developments. Let's get the music going. Let's have another track. It's time for a bit of freedom with Wham.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Bit of classic Wham there to take you back to the 80s on the show that goes like this. But this isn't an 80s special. Anything can happen on this programme. Someone can send me a message. It can take me off at a tangent. That's the beauty of this programme. Now, we are talking about search engines today because the 15th of September is Google.com Day. And there's something quite interesting you can do with Google, which I'm going to talk you through a little bit later on, which is fascinating. I'm going to keep the tracks coming for now. We have got the hotly contested poll running on Twitter concurrently with this programme. And some votes are trickling in, but feel free to get yourself on Twitter and vote. It's just a simple one-click process or just one tap on your phone screen. At Bensim Radio is the profile on Twitter, and I'm asking Google, should we consider other search engines? Yes, diversity is cool, or no, Google rules all. At the moment, no, Google rules all has more votes. That could change before I go off the air, so feel free to get onto Twitter and cast your vote. And I just love it when people get interactive here on the show that goes like this. It makes me feel like somebody's out there, somebody's taking part, somebody's responding to my queries, to my delights, to my hopes and dreams. So thank you very much for being here and for being a part of the show that goes like this. Loads of great music coming up until 8 o'clock tonight. Obviously, great music coming from other people after that, but great music provided by me coming up until 8 o'clock tonight. So keep it here, 98.0 or phoenixfm.com. However you're listening, it's great to have you along. Okay, here's a track you can't fail to enjoy. It always makes people get up and start dancing. Whether it's sunny, whether it's moonlight, here's Top Loader.
We get it almost every night. When that moon is big and bright, it's a supernatural delight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Everybody here is out of sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep their snooze to keep it tight.
Phoenix FM.
And this is Ben Simmons. This is the show that goes like this. It's brilliant to have you along and brilliant to have you here. Now, I did say it is Google.com day today on the 15th of September. Not celebrating particularly the birthday of Google, but it is the anniversary of the day the web domain was registered originally, back in the late 90s, for Google. So Google.com got registered on the 15th of September, and it gets celebrated, apparently. Although if you go on Google, they're not making a big deal of it themselves. But anyway, I saw something fun that you can do with Google. I'm calling it fun. Maybe you won't agree with me, but try it and you may enjoy it. If you go onto your Google search page and just start typing in a sentence, then Google have these algorithms, like many websites, I'm sure you'll agree, where if people frequently type in something, those things come up as a suggestion for other people, so they don't have to type in the entire sentence. So you can start typing in a question, for instance, and see what kind of popular things people search for. And I think it can be quite amusing. So let me, for instance, just look at this sentence. I've just typed into Google, when do, and I've just left it blank, and Google is going to suggest the rest of the sentence for me based upon what people frequently search for with sentences starting when do. And I like this. It's the first few options. When do the clocks go back? So, yeah, usually March and October, isn't it? But there you go. That's me just off the top of my head. When do the clocks go back? Something people search for quite frequently. When do gyms reopen? Obviously, people bothered about that during lockdown. When do cinemas open? When do schools go back? Then, probably not lockdown related. When do babies crawl? So, yeah, you know, you can give yourself hours of entertainment with this. Just start typing in a random sentence. Google will suggest the end of it for you. You can see things that people regularly search for on Google. I might incorporate some more of those into the show as we go forward. And don't panic. Yes, celebrity birthdays still to come. Yes, Ben's impossible questions still to come. And somebody will be crowned another Legend of the Week. But I'm not telling you the criteria for that till the second hour of the show. But I am keeping the great music coming. Here, they're all classics tonight, really. It's another offering from Take That.
You're such a big star to me. You're everything I wanna be. But you're stuck in a hole, and I want you to get out. I don't know what there is to see, but I know it's time for you to leave. We're all just pushing along, trying to figure it out. Out, out, out. All your anticipation pulls you down, when you can have it all. It's not good for your health. I know that you can change, so clear your head and come round. You only have to open your eyes. You might just get a big surprise, and it may feel good, and you might want to smile, smile, smile. Oh, don't you let your demons pull you down, 'cause you can have it all. You can have it all. Light on your face, let it shine.
Phoenix FM.
Always a feel-good track. Take That's Brilliant Shine. Hope you enjoyed that one. I'm not going to speak for too long because I'm trying to sort something out technologically with our webcam feed. While I do that, I'm going to get on another track that I've always loved listening to. Bit raunchy in its meaning. Oops, I've said raunchy on the show that goes like this. I don't care. Enjoy it, though. Nicole Scherzinger and the rest of the Pussycat Dolls inviting you to help them remove some clothes. Oh, dear.
What it do, baby boy?
Yeah, little mama, you looking good. I see you on the plate with a player from the hood. Come holler at me, you got it like that. Big Snoop Dogg with the lead pussycat. I show you how I go down. Yeah, I wanna throw that. Me and you, one-on-one, treat it like a showdown. You look at me and I look at you. I'm reaching for your shirt, what you want me to do?
I'm telling you to loosen up my buttons, baby. But you keep running. Say what you gon' do to me. But I ain't seen nothing. I'm telling you to loosen up. You keep frontin', say what you gon' do to me, but I ain't seen nothing.
Typical and hardly the type I fall for. I like when the physical don't leave me asking for more. I'm a sexy mama, trying to get what I wanna. Wanna do a string that's on ya. All the things that I told ya.
Crackin' like it before I proceed. I'ma show you where to put it at. PCD on me. Yeah, I thought I saw a pussycat. Now roll with the big dog. All six of y'all on me. Now tell me how I feel, baby dog. Ashley, Nicole, Carmi, Jessica, Kimberly, Melody, you telling me?
Loosen up my buttons, babe. 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 Loosen up my buttons. I'm telling you to loosen up my buttons, babe. But you keep frontin', say what you gon' do to me. But I ain't seen nothing. I'm telling you to loosen up my buttons, babe. But you keep frontin', say what you gon' do to me. But I ain't seen nothing. I'm telling you to loosen up my buttons, babe. But you keep frontin', say what you gon' do to me. But I ain't seen nothing. I'm telling you to loosen up my buttons, babe. But you keep frontin', say what you gon' do to me. But I ain't seen nothing.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It utterly is Phoenix FM. I haven't stopped being Ben Simmons while that track was on. And yes, this is still the show that goes like this. Thank you so much for being out there tuning in. And thank you so much to Eddie in Norfolk again, who sent me a hilarious list of one of these half-finished Google sentences. I'll do mine at next one and then we'll read some of Eddie's out because very entertaining. I just decided to go for how can I and then see what popular searches resulted from that. So the rest of the sentences Google offered me. How can I get a COVID test? Obviously worrying people at the moment. It's in the news, testing, struggling. people from London being sent to Inverness and people from Telford being sent to the Isle of Wight and stuff like that. Whatever. Anyway, how can I make money? That's a bit of a varied question, but I guess apt for many people. How can I lose weight fast? Yes. Then the slightly bizarre, how can I stop my period? I think you have to wait for menopause for that, don't you? Anyway, yeah, then Eddie sent in some excellent ones. He typed into Google, could a dog, and then has got up some other suggestions. And Google's instantly changed it to would a dog. So obviously, not many people type could a dog, Eddie, but they go for would a dog. What about this? Would a dog eat a human? Wow. Would a dog wear pants like this? Would a dog recognise its mother? Would a dog eat a hamster? Would a dog eat a tortoise? Would a dog eat a slug? A lot of people worried about what dogs would eat. Yeah, but thanks for that. See if you do it yourself. You type in the start of any sentence and it can get utterly ridiculous based on Google suggestions. I find that entertaining. You know, if you're at a loose end for 5 minutes, if you stood in a queue in a coffee shop and you just want something to make you smile, I find Google's sentence suggestions very amusing. Okay, something I don't find amusing is the music of Queen. I find it marvellous to listen to. So don't stop me now.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. Leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car, passing by like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go, 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 there's no stopping me. I'm burning through the sky, 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. I wanna make a supersonic man. Such a good time, I'm having a ball.
Don't stop me now.
If you wanna have a good time, just give me a call.
Don't stop me now.
I'm having a good time.
Don't stop me.
Yes, I'm having a good time. I don't wanna stop at all. Yeah. I'm a rocket ship on my way to Mars on a collision course. I am a satellite. I'm out of control. I'm a sex machine ready to reload like an atom bomb about to
explode.
I'm burning through the sky, yeah. 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. I wanna make a supersonic woman of you.
Don't stop me, don't stop me, don't stop me.
Hey, hey, hey.
Don't stop me, ooh, ooh, ooh.
I like
don't stop
it.
Me, don't stop me.
Have a good time, good time.
Don't stop me, don't stop me.
Oh. A good time, I'm having a ball.
Don't stop me now.
If you wanna have a good time, just give me a call.
Don't stop me now.
I'm having a good time.
Don't stop me.
Yes,
now.
I'm having a good time. I don't wanna stop at all.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh, yes, and excitingly for everyone, a few things happened while Queen were playing there. Firstly, I found how to update our Mixcloud webcam feed so that the name of my show and myself is showing for all the lovely Legend listeners. So it does now say The Show That Goes Like This with Ben Simmons. Ian Lee, it was wonderful for him to stay in the studio, at least with a bit of text on our webcam feed. I have also shared on social media our brand new WhatsApp number, which is very exciting. You can send WhatsApp messages direct to the studio now. I'm just checking. Yes, that is right. So if you want to WhatsApp us, it's 07783627726. You can WhatsApp the studio directly, 07783627726. Is somebody out there going to be my first radio WhatsApper? Also, it's time pretty much to share with you Ben's impossible question. Just as we've come into the second hour of the show, I'll do one more track, then the impossible question is coming up. So therefore, time for a little bit of One Republic.
Lately I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. Like a swinging vine, swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. I feel something so right. Doing the wrong thing. I feel something so wrong. Doing the kills me, makes me feel alive. Hey, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Feel it burn down this river every turn. Hope is our four-letter word. Make that money, watch it burn. Oh, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. And I feel something so wrong. We're doing the right thing. I could lie, could lie, could lie. Everything that drowns me makes me wanna fly. Hey, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Everything that kills me.
That was a bit of One Republic there, of course, with Counting Stars. Didn't get a jingle at the end of that song. For those of you feeling cheated,
Phoenix FM.
There we go. This is the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons. It's the 15th of September. It's coming up to 6:05. Now, I did say it was time for Ben's impossible question. Don't worry, I haven't forgotten about Legend of the Week, and celebrity birthdays will be coming later as well. So, for my impossible question tonight, this has just been put up on Facebook as well for you to put your comments and have a guess. I went to Leeds University. Where was my second choice? Obviously, for those of you that haven't been to university, if you apply to go, you have to have a first choice. And then if you don't get accepted or don't get the grades to get into that university, you have a second choice. And hopefully you can still go there. So if I had not gone to Leeds University, where was my second choice? It's a difficult question. Is it impossible? Who knows? We need the impossible question jingle, really. That would have been a nice way of introducing it, wouldn't it?
Not true. That's impossible.
So get yourselves onto Facebook and have a guess. Comment on the post that says, for my impossible question tonight, I went to Leeds University. Where was my second choice? Comment below and guess. That's literally all you have to do. Who is going to get right? If nobody gets it right, I'm going to go with the geographically closest answer. There's something to think about. So good luck, everybody. Okay, well, we've had 10 tracks already. I think I've managed to get the right number of tracks into the opening half of the show. Can I get another 10 tracks into the second half? You bet. It's Mika. Last time we talked, Mr. Smith, you reduced me to tears.
Last time we talked, Mr. Smith, you reduced me to tears.
There we go.
I promise you it won't happen again.
Do I attract you? Do I repulse you with my queasy smile? Am I too dirty? Am I too flirty? Do I like what you like? Yeah, I could be wholesome, I could be loathsome, guess I'm a little bit shy. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me without making me try? I try to be like Chris Kelly. Were too sad, so I tried a little Freddy. I've got an entity in mind. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet, like sky, I could be red, I could be black, I could be anything you like. Gotta be clean, gotta be mean, gotta be everything more. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me? Why don't you walk out the door? So I tried a little Freddy. I got an answer to me.
FM.
They're not wrong, and here are some more brilliant half sentences from Google. I looked at their website and typed in, can anyone, and then clearly, obviously in these times, people focusing on COVID, can anyone get a coronavirus test? Then, the slightly random answers, can anyone learn to sing? And can anyone tow a caravan? Can anyone shop at Costco? These are the things people search for most at the moment on Google. Can anyone do the splits? There you go. I find this immensely entertaining. I think it should be a new thing. I may focus on this every week for a little segment. Eddie in Norfolk sent in some more, which are brilliant. Is it illegal? He typed in and then let Google do the rest. Is it illegal to drive in pyjamas, UK? They weren't going to drive in Europe or America. They wanted to know about the UK, didn't care about the legality of it in other countries. Is it illegal to feed seagulls? Why would it be? Is it illegal to drive in flip-flops? A lot of people worried about driving conditions. Then, here, well, is it illegal to smoke weed? I'm not advocating it one way or another. Clearly in the UK it is illegal. In some places it's not. In other countries, is it? But there you go. Is it illegal to park on the pavement? What about this one? Is it illegal to sleep in your car? Only if you're doing 70 on the motorway, I would suggest. Yeah, you can give yourself hours of fun with it. I already have. So, yeah, hope you've joined in. Thanks so much for doing so. Remember, the hotly contested poll's still running on Twitter. Should we consider other search engines? Yes, diversity is cool. No, Google rules all. I'm asking that because it's Google.com day, the anniversary of the day the web domain for Google was registered back in the 1990s. Happened on the 15th of September. Get yourself onto Twitter at Ben Sim Radio. Single click and you can cast your vote. Otherwise, things going on Facebook as well. So you can find my Ben Simmons Radio page on Facebook where everything is shared, but it's also on my personal Ben Simmons profile as well. And thanks to everybody who sent things in for tonight's show. Now we've got the impossible question going. I will keep you up to date with Legend of the Week very shortly as well. We'll give it about 10 minutes or so before we get more interactive. But yes, I'm going to keep the tracks coming. You keep listening. Everything will be marvellous. Right, we've had, what do we have most recently? A bit of Mika and Grace Kelly. Time for a bit of Mickey Bubbles now. He hasn't met anybody yet.
Not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track. Talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. I know someday that it'll all turn up. Don't make me work so we can work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. I might have to wait, I'll never give up. I guess it's half time and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. And somehow I know that it'll all turn out. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. They say all's fair in love and war. But I won't need to fight it. We'll be right back.
fancy every single possibility. And someday I know it'll all turn out, and I'll work to work it out. Promise you, kid, I'll give more than I get, than I get, than I get. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you can't to give so much more than I get. Yeah, I just haven't met you yet. I just haven't met you yet. Oh, I promise you can't to give so much more than I get. Just haven't met you yet. Such a birthday. I just haven't met you yet.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. It's just gone 7:15 on this fabulous Tuesday evening. Hope you're still doing well wherever you are. Are you thinking about dinner? Have you had dinner? Are you excited about dinner? Should I stop talking about dinner? Okay, I will. Remember, lots of things going on for you to be interactive in this show. There is the webcam stream you can try and join. I believe some people have struggled to do that this evening. It is in beta at the moment, so we are still testing it. Apologies if you're struggling to get onto that easily through Mixcloud Live, but the link is available on my Facebook profile. You can WhatsApp us in the studio now on 077-8362-7726. 07783627726. You can send WhatsApps to the presenters live in the studio. Very, very exciting. So many more things to monitor when you're here now. Obviously, we've got Facebook and Twitter. We're across social media as well. Ben Simmons Radio is my Facebook page. At Ben Sim Radio is the Twitter profile. And my hotly contested poll is only available on Twitter, so you've got to go to at Ben Sim Radio if you want to have a look at that and cast your vote. Other things have been shared to Facebook, the likes of Ben's Impossible Question. And I will tell you all about Legend of the Week very, very shortly. Celebrity birthday still to squeeze in as well. And all these tracks, it's all happening. They're all feel-good tracks, though, just like this one from Maroon 5.
Control.
FM.
That was the brilliant Maroon 5 featuring Christina Aguilera with the classic Moves Like Jagger. Yes, this is the show that goes like this. I'm still Ben Simmons, and you're here with us on Phoenix FM, which is fabulous. 98.0 in Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas of phoenixfm.com from anywhere in the world. So much going on tonight. Ben's Impossible Question. You can still put your answers for that in the right place on Facebook. And then we have got the hotly contested poll running on Twitter at Bensim Radio if you want to check that out. I did promise to tell you about Legend of the Week, which I will do. And yes, we're mainly focusing on the fact that it's Google.com day today. And therefore, that's the anniversary of the day the web domain was registered for Google. But I've now found this new thing you can do, which I find very entertaining. Just type in half a sentence into Google and its algorithm will pick for you the most frequently typed entire sentences that started with what you've typed in. So, for example, if you said, "How can I?" Then the most number of times people have said, "How can I?" it will list the rest of the sentence as an option for you. And you do get some amusing results. So I've gone for "should a cat" this time. And these are the things people type in most frequently, starting with "should a cat." Should a cat's nose be wet? Should a cat wear a collar? Should a cat poop every day? Should a cat pant? And then the slightly worrying, should a catheter leak? Oh dear. If a lot of people have typed that in, I'm very sorry for those people. That's all I'm going to say. But yes, do it yourself. You'll find it amusing. I'm doing it myself and finding it amusing. So hopefully you will as well. Okay, shall I tell you what you have to do for Legend of the Week tonight then? Well, because we're embracing this Google.com day, then I am simply asking people, what is the best / weirdest / funniest thing you can find on Google right now? And then you have to comment on that particular post on my profile on Facebook. So it's my Ben Simmons personal profile. You have to comment underneath the purple and pinky background where it says, "For an important radio discussion tonight at 6, what's the best / weirdest / funniest thing you can find on Google now? Comment here." Many people have done so already in the run-up to the program. If you're listening right now and you haven't done so yet, you've got about 28, 29 minutes to get your suggestions in before I bestow that highly coveted award, the Legend of the Week, on someone that sends in the best / weirdest / funniest thing that I will vote on. I'll go through them all before I go off the air. Right, loads more tracks to come. Here's a classic summer banger from a few years back. It's all time to get Despacito.
Come and move that in my direction. So thankful for that, it's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day. Got me feeling some kind of way. Make me wanna savor every moment. Slowly, slowly. You fit me, tailor made, love how you put it on. Got the only key, know how to turn it on. The way you nibble on my ear, the only words I wanna hear. Baby, take it slow so we can last long.
Tú eres el imán y yo soy el metal. Me voy acercando y voy armando el plan. Solo con pensarlo se acelera el pulso.
Oh yeah, ya me está gustando más de lo normal. Todo mi sentido va pidiendo más. Es
esto hay que tomarlo sin ningún apuro.
Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo en las paredes de tu laberinto y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito. Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito, nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito. Y es que esa belleza es un rompecabezas, pero pa' montarlo aquí tengo la pieza, oye. Oh yeah. Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo en las paredes de tu laberinto y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.
This is how we do it down in Puerto Rico. I just wanna hear you screaming, ay bendito. I can go forever cuando esté contigo.
Pasito a pasito, suave suavecito, nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Que enseñes a mi boca tus lugares favoritos.
Pasito a pasito, suave suavecito, nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And a classic bit of Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee and Justin Bieber there with Despacito. And for those of you that still haven't looked it up, Despacito in Spanish means slowly. There you go. Don't say you don't learn something by tuning in to the show that goes like this. Now, I have to say, I'm loving the intellectual level that many of my listeners are clearly on, because for my impossible question, I have asked on Facebook, I went to Leeds University, where was my second choice? Now, I thought that was a relatively simple question, thinking people would know that you get a first choice and a second choice university. But many people are thinking, I'm trying to pull the rug from under them, so to speak, and I want you to think laterally, and that I went to Leeds University, which was my second choice. I see what you've done there, but there's nothing dodgy like that. I'm not trying to trick anybody. So if you have thought laterally and thought that in the question I've said I went to Leeds University, where was my second choice, and it was a trick question because that was my second choice. No, Leeds University was my first choice. I should reiterate that. That was my first choice. I'm asking you to have a guess at my second choice, because it's meant to be an impossible question. Very few people other than close friends and family will actually have a hope of answering this. So where was my second choice? It was not Leeds University, but well done for thinking laterally, those of you that did. If you want to edit your answers, that is absolutely fine. You've probably got about 20 minutes before I'm going to reveal the answer to Ben's impossible question, but it's always good to play this.
Not true. That's impossible.
Absolutely. That's the point of it. Ben's impossible question. Leeds was my first choice university. That's where I ended up going. Where was my second choice? Where could I have gone? And I have stated that if nobody guesses the correct university, then I will go with whoever's geographically closest in the country. And remember, that's not all you can do to be interactive. on the show that goes like this tonight, you can also find the funniest, weirdest, or best thing you can find on Google at the moment and post it on the correct post on my Facebook profile, because today is Google.com Day, and whatever I deem to be the funniest and best and weirdest thing will earn the sender the highly coveted Legend of the Week Award. Okay, a lot more tracks still to squeeze in before I even think about leaving you today. Another great one coming up from Little Mix.
Hey, baby, tell me your name. I got a fever for you. I just can't explain. But there's just one problem. I'm a bit old school. When it comes to loving, I ain't chasing you. So hot, I think that I by far feel like it's my birthday. Like Christmas Day came early, just what I want. So when we move, you move. Get your back off the wall, don't you get comfortable. Looking so hot, I think that I by far feel like it's my birthday. Like Christmas Day came early, just what I want. So when we move.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Yaha, this is still the show that goes like this. We're into the final quarter of it now as we approach 25 to 8 on the 15th of September. Great to have you listening. Great to know you're out there. And yes, it is Google.com Day today. So it's the anniversary of the date at which the web domain was registered, first of all, in the late 90s, Google. There you go. Now, I have started this craze, I like to think now, of typing in half a sentence into Google, and because of its algorithms, it can tell you the most frequently typed in entire sentences that started with the words you've typed in. If that doesn't make sense, just do it. Just type into Google something like, I like to know and then see what happens, or can the world and then see what happens, and you'll get about 10 suggestions of the most frequently typed in sentences that started with can the world. So just to be ridiculous, as is my wont, I've now typed into Google, can my hat, and there's some excellent sentences. Will my hat fall off on a roller coaster? Most frequently typed in thing related to can my hat. Will my hat shrink if I wash it? Then, I love this. Can my dog hate me? Oh, dear. Can my dog hate me? Can my baby hate me? Lots of people worried about being hated by things. Can my toddler hate me? So not so much about hats, but quite a lot about hate when you start a sentence with can my hat. But there you go. Anyway, right, I'm going to keep the tunes coming, and lots to squeeze into the final 25 minutes. We've got to bestow the legend of the week, see who got the closest answer to Ben's impossible question, if not exact, and the on-air result of the poll before I leave here, and celebrity birthdays still to come. It's literally all happening. Right, and so are the lightning seeds right now.
Yeah.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Okay then, that was the Lightning Seeds, and we still, I know, you're screaming it at your radios right now, or your internet radios, or whatever device you're listening with. You're saying, Ben, you haven't done celebrity birthdays, what the heck is wrong with you? Alright, please, calm down. Let's all just take a minute, and let's do it right now. Okay, it's the 15th of September, and on this day, Duke of Sussex, for the uncertain, that's Prince Harry, he's 36 today. Actor Tom Hardy is 43. Comedian Jimmy Carr is 48 today. Actor Tommy Lee Jones is 74 today. Mrs. Brown, better known as Brendan O'Carroll, is 65 today. American football legend Dan Marino is 59 today. And had they survived, Agatha Christie would have been 130 today. Marco Polo would have been 766. That's crazy, isn't it? 766, Marco Polo, unbelievable. He's not 766, but that's how long ago he was around exploring and all that gubbins. It's probably a bit disrespectful just to say, yeah, exploring and all that kind of stuff. You know, just going out and looking for things and exploring. Yep, that's all he did, Marco Polo. Anyway, right, 18 and a bit minutes left of the show that goes like this, and I still wanted to squeeze in. Surely I can't be serious with five tracks. No, four tracks. Four tracks is asking a lot. All right, I know what's coming. Lewis Capaldi right now.
I'm going on during this time. I fear there's no one to save me. This all or nothing really got away, you're driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you numbed all the pain. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. I'm going under in this time. I fear there's no one to turn to. This all or nothing way of loving, go be sleeping without you. I need somebody to know, somebody to hear, somebody to have, just to know how it feels. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you help me escape. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. And I tend to close my eyes when it hurts. Sometimes I fall into your arms. I'll be safe in your soul till I come back around. For now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. But now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. To let my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love.
Phoenix FM.
And And Lewis Capaldi there with Someone You Love, just after Celebrity Birthdays. If you've just tuned in late, yes, disgracefully, you've just missed it. And I always like to do favours for my listeners on this show, in particular, very loyal listeners. So a huge hello tonight to the fabulous Barbara Ferry, who has tuned in to the show that goes like this for many years now and been extremely dedicated. And a special hello to her dad, to John Alford. I believe it's his birthday tomorrow, is that right? He's 83 tomorrow, Barbara says. So if you're listening, John, we wish you a very happy birthday, particularly from me on the show that goes like this, but from everybody here on Phoenix FM. And to Barbara, thanks so much for being a supporter of this show and for tuning in as regularly and frequently as you do. It's brilliant that you get involved and you're interactive here week after week. That's what we love from our listeners. And you've been fabulous. So thank you so much for that. And hello to John as well. Happy birthday for tomorrow. So, right, we've got 14 minutes left now before I leave you. The news comes on and then Rob Harvey will be on with Synth City from 8 o'clock or just after. So keep it here, 98.0, Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas, phoenixfm.com. If you're anywhere else in the world, you can tune in using a variety of devices, computers, tablets, phones, smart speakers. You know, it's all possible now. We're very advanced here, particularly in our newly wonderfully refurbished studio. Right, lots still to happen, more tracks to come, and then I've got to resolve the Ben's Impossible question and bestow the Legend of the Week award and keep you updated as to how the hotly contested poll has finished before I go off the air. Keep it here. You don't want to go anywhere. You don't want to miss the results of everything. Right, time for a bit of JT. He's bringing Sexy back.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Yeah.
And other boys don't know how to act.
Yeah.
I think it's special what's behind your back.
Yeah.
So turn around and I'll pick up the slack.
Yeah.
Dirty babe, you see these shackles, baby, I'm your slave. I'll let you whip me if I misbehave. It's just that no one makes me feel this way. I'm bringing sexy back.
Yeah.
And motherfuckers don't know how to act.
Yeah.
Go let me make up for the things you lack.
Yeah.
'Cause you're burning up, I gotta get it fast.
Yeah.
Listen. Dirty babe. You see these shackles, baby, I'm your slave. I'll let you whip me if I misbehave.
Go ahead, be gone with it. Look at those hips.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
You make
me smile.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Go ahead, child.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Right, time to resolve Ben's impossible question. It was a tough one tonight.
Not true. That's impossible.
Well, what can I tell you? I went to Leeds University. Where was my second choice? I should have stipulated in the question that Leeds was definitely my first choice. Where was my second choice? Now, I have promised that whoever gets closest geographically will be the winner. And John Danbury is clearly way out. He's gone for Chernobyl. Thanks for that. Sally Grolier says Cardiff. Phil Lunn and Barbara Ferry and someone else all thought... laterally that it was Leeds. David Jones says Maplins. I like that. Jed Gleason says directly behind your first choice. Well done. Rachel Willett says Sandhurst or Rada. It was Stephen Greatorex of The Other Man that said Leeds. Paul Lewis says Liverpool. Sue Burton says Leicester. And well, I can happily tell you the closest geographically is Eddie Bushell, who suggested Bristol. Still wrong. My second choice university was Exeter. Yes, I know many of you will be shocked. I went there on an open day. I really liked the vibe of it. I liked Leeds as well. I ended up going to Leeds. Exeter would have been my second choice. So there you go. Bristol, closest geographically out of all those suggestions. Well done, everybody who had a guess. But yes, Eddie Bushell has been right, or the closest to being right, with Ben's impossible question. Right, well done, sir. One more track and then we're going to find out who Legend of the Week is. It's all happening. It's time now, then, for Jonas Blue.
You were looking at me like you wanted to stay. When I saw you yesterday, I'm not wasting your time, I'm not playing no games. See ya. Who knows the secret tomorrow we'll hold? We don't really need to know. 'Cause you're here with me now, I don't want you to go. You're here with me now, I don't want you to go. Maybe we're perfect strangers. Maybe it's not forever. Maybe the label changes. Maybe we'll stay together. Feeling this way, there's so much we can't explain. Maybe we're helping each other escape. I'm with ya. Who knows the secret tomorrow will hold? We don't really need to know. 'Cause you're here with me now, I don't want you to go. You're here with me now, I don't want you to go. Baby,
going to cut Jonas Blue short a little bit to sum up the entire show. It's only fair. But yes, that was Jonas Blue and Perfect Strangers. And I've just got about a minute or so to decide on Legend of the Week. And some people sent in some wonderful things to celebrate Google.com Day, the weirdest things they could find on Google. And thanks to the likes of Eddie Bushell and Rachel Willett and Barbara Ferry, I now know about anatomy bathing suits you can buy, chocolate crucifixes, coloured armpits, and how much Guinness is wasted in people's facial hair each year. Also, some very interesting chocolates that were posted on there. I'll let you find those on Facebook yourself by checking out my profile. But the winner, tonight's Legend of the Week, for sharing a very disturbing video of people in Lycra in the 80s dancing with kittens, is Fiona Watson. Congratulations, Fiona. Well done to you. I've got to draw this all to a close now and play out with one of my favourite tracks of all time. I'll be back in the Phoenix studio tomorrow morning. I'm covering for Michelle Ward, who's on holiday, so I'll be on Eat My Brunch from 10 until 1. Please join me then. Rob Harvey's up next. Here comes Huey Lewis and the News.